Anyway, so...
So, that proves that no matter how this gets to me, I will get out immediately. It's that somehow there are windfalls that came my way.
Well, let's give it a try. And since you're going lone wolf this round...
I get to kick it off?
Yep, you should kick it off.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's already a benefit.
Well, I'd like to start it somewhere familiar-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I will... come up with something.
Cricket.
Yeah, I know. It's I'm trying to do something where it's a softball, but it at least goes somewhere. It goes somewhere that's friendly-ish for me.
Why don't you try a Wes Anderson film?
You know, I was thinking that, but I...
Any more Adult Swim you want to throw out there? Or
I had anyone that's been in the cast of Star Wars.
Is Pirates of the Caribbean, if that's softball enough. Because that can go a number of ways. That's the way I was looking at it.
Hey, don't influence him. This is his time right here to prepare.
Right.
So I will say... Toy Story... two cast.
Okay.
Right. So.
It's structurable.
Right. So we can just talk this out now. So
yeah, like, yeah, it's table talk.
Let's say it's
officially your turn though, Andrew.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
But still, it's you guys can, I'm going to say this to.
Well, right.
Yeah. So why don't we say that the next person can answer, but if someone else has got something that's okay. I like this. Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, well, I was going to say Tom Hanks, but is that too soft?
I like that.
All right, well, okay, so I'll do a Tom Hanks movie.
What? And then it goes to me.
Well, no, we're still...
You just want to play 3-on-1 every time?
Oh, so... Yeah,
here's the way I play it, is we still go around in a circle.
Yeah, I was going to say it's more of a collective, like, chip.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I said I was going to get out right away, because it's
so
gonna...
if we want to lead it to wherever we want to, we can.
Oh, okay.
Though I am interested in this W thing, but I feel like we could... I'm going to be squashed either way.
So you're going to set it to me, and I'm going to spike it.
Yeah, set it to you.
And it's going to happen every time, because I know so little, but like I said, it is happenstance.
So right. Are we doing Tom Hanks cast or movie?
Tom Hanks movie.
Tom Hanks movie. What do you think about Big?
Ooh.
Can you... Oh, yeah. Adam can get one
Big,
out of that, right?
I would say that one's a tougher one to name people unless you know who that guy
is.
Well,
that's true.
If you want to go big movie, I'd be cool with that.
Hmm.
But I'm having trouble with cast right now.
You should do Saving Private, Ryan.
That's getting pretty big. Big names there.
Also small ones.
Let's do Philadelphia movie.
Oh.
Ah.
There you go.
But at least you said movie.
Okay, yeah. So I'm still on Tom Hanks.
Right.
What's going to get ya?
Immediately, because there's no contest here. It's just like... fuck if I know.
Turner and Hooch.
The Da Vinci Code.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I say his mullet?
No.
Damn. Okay, so I have to say...
You could if there was an IMDb credit, of course.
I wish. I wish I could think of her name. I know it's Amelie, and I keep thinking of Marion Cotillard, and I know they're not the same person, but it's like French name, French face...
French accent.
And I don't know who the old guy was because I never actually saw Da Vinci Code because the book was okay, but I read it because I wanted to see what everyone was talking about and I didn't care. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a rule where, like, if you say, like, Pope, like, you can just bring up any movie that has a Pope in it?
No. We go with IMDb.
That'd be a cool addendum, though. It'd be
interesting.
It'd be kind of funny. You could see where that leads because then you could be like, cop, and then like, oh, well, that just opened it up.
Henchman yeah. number okay. two.
Okay. Henchman.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, it's just going to be very quick.
Woo! Yeah, goddamn. Ha. Huh. So
job.
There.
Good job, guys.
Game over. Audrey Tautou.
That's the one.
Was oh, the, yeah. The name you were looking for.
I still can't think of the other one.
Big?
No, Marion Cotillard.
What else she's been in?
No, it's just like that's the only French name
oh.
I can do right now. It's, okay. You know, that or Jacques Chirac.
Jacques Chirac. That's a cool one. So, okay, well, that was an interesting experiment for sure.
Yeah,
maybe we should help you next time. Until we want to stump you.
Or we could just play a regular round and see if it, you know, now that maybe we're warmed sure. up is all.
Yeah, yes. okay. I think yeah. that'd be good.
Cool. So we started that round clockwise. Why don't we go into counterclockwise now?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do
you want me to, for being the first one out?
Yep. Oh, yeah. There you go.
throw something your way. I will say... You know, I was tempted to say Jodie Foster based on her crazy Golden Globe speech. But you know
she
what?
She had a crazy Golden Globe speech?
That's why I was avoiding that one since I was like, hit and miss. So instead I'm going to say the best director Golden Globe winner for this year, Ben Affleck movie.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
What do I want to say? Daredevil movie.
Ooh. Daredevil.
But at least it said movie.
Yeah. Still softballing it.
Still Affleck.
Yep. Yeah, right. Ben Affleck.
What was that terrible movie he was in?
Geely. Which one?
I don't like him. Just going on record.
At all?
I'll say that. He's got his...
He serves a purpose.
Good movies that I like. And because I like the movies, I find him tolerable.
He gets a pass.
Yeah, he gets a pass, but... Overall, there's just something about him. That
hey,
yeah.
You know how my mom works at Goodwill?
Mm-hmm. I was going to go with...
what?
Paycheck.
What?
Movie.
Another Ben Affleck.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was... Not Charlize Theron. It was...
I did movie, though.
Oh, you're somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I also just said movie.
Okay.
Or Ben Affleck.
I went right into the tunnels of like, okay, who was in? Okay,
because I couldn't name anybody.
All right, I will do what I tried to get him to say, which was Good Will Hunting, and I'll say cast, because that's easy enough.
Yeah. I will say Robin Williams cast.
Ah.
Because there's still two answers on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon. Movie.
Right.
Saving Private Ryan.
Cool.
Cast.
Oh, boy. Let's do Tom Hanks movie.
Oh.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, my gosh.
Movie.
Whew. Okay.
What?
That's the one movie of his that I've been trying to find anywhere. Cannot find it at all. I think it's Meg Ryan or Helen Hunt. Somebody plays three female characters that like he runs into in succession.
Hmm.
It's just like one of those weird ass 80s, 90s movies. Fantastic movie, though.
Hmm.
Joe versus the Volcano.
If you ever find it, just post that thing.
Oh, yeah. Forrest Gump movie.
Tom Hanks.
Or I like how Peter Griffin says it when he's at the movie theater and he's doing the, like, you know, before the movies they have the quiz and it's like, this castaway was pretty big. And that's the clue. And it just says blank O-M blank A-N-K-S. And Peter goes, oh, Ron Banks.
Nice.
I am going to take it to one of my favorites, Toy Story.
Okay, cast.
Nice.
Cast.
Toy Story cast. All right.
Let's see if we can get this into the Christmas genre.
All right, yeah, let's do Tim Allen. Uh-huh. Tim Allen uh-huh. movie.
Jungle to Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll see a movie. I'll play along.
Okay, okay. I want to see where you're going to go with this. So, the Santa Claus cast.
The Santa Claus cast. There's that kid.
Who's that kid? You're so mean.
There's Bernie the elf.
Bernie. Which he turned out to be kind of somebody, but not really.
Yep. Who is his coworker? Do you know who that in that movie?
Do you know?
I've got one answer for that.
I feel like his coworker is somebody semi-famous.
Oh, was he in that movie? I got nothing.
And then there's the other Santa Claus, and there's the waitress, Wendy.
Mm.
I'm gonna go Asian girl.
That girl. I don't know who she is. I'm gonna challenge.
Do you have the one answer that I have? Because there really is one answer.
I think I have one too.
Crap. I was led astray. let's see. I thought you had something for this with your previous Christmas comment.
I mean, he's been in like 8 different Christmas movies.
If you had said Santa Claus 3,
oh,
that opens yeah. up
oh,
a little
man.
Bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are a lot of people in that one, but the first one was really leaning on him.
Okay. Okay. Well,
let's say you did say Santa Claus 3 cast.
I'd still not be able to name anything because I just wanted to get to see where you would go, but
I'm gonna say you said Santa Claus 3 cast.
No, like you're saying it to him, not like he's challenging you back.
Yeah, I'm saying
it.
You to said perpetuate that. The
game. You accidentally like whispered 3 and then said cast.
Okay.
So one at home had heard it while they're listening to this, but we all audibly heard it and we were confused the entire time because he was trying to think of 3.
Yeah.
We thought 1. So yeah. So Santa Claus 3 cast.
So it's Martin Short.
Movie. Okay. So Martin Short played Jack Frost, is what you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he just said he's in it.
Oh, I see. I thought that was Chris Kattan, and then he's like Martin Short, and I'm like, oh no, that
was
Martin Short.
So lucky for me that you
heard
you say 3.
Heard me say 3.
And you said movie or cast?
Movie.
Okay.
Any movie
Martin
with Martin Short.
Movie.
Any movie with Martin Short.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay. How about a Troll in Central Park? Cast.
Challenge.
Oh no. Take back. okay, Martin Short.
He's been in several TV shows.
Yeah.
No, but he said Troll in Central Park cast.
Yeah.
No, that's a dead end. That's only Martin Short.
Oh wait, I'm actually starting to picture what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw it, never knew anything of it, but I'm remembering the trailer right now.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of impressed by myself and want to make sure I'm thinking of the right thing or just not like hallucinating or something.
Martin Short.
Martin Short and...
Wait, I want to say Wayne's World?
No. You have to name somebody from the cast.
From the cast of... Yeah.
Because that's what you said.
I can't. I took that back, though.
You locked it in is what you did.
Okay. Well, I'll pass.
Okay, so that means it's a
Martin
Short,
Short
something to me.
Yeah.
And I will say Clifford, and I will say movie.
Okay.
No, I don't know if anyone else has ever seen that movie. It's fantastic, though.
You're not referring to the big red dog.
No, no, I'm referring, it's, he pretends to be a kid who gets adopted by the dad from Beethoven.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he is just an awful douchebag asshole kid, and it's fantastic.
I think I've seen bits of that.
Clifford.
Yeah. Just look at it. I'll say The Three Amigos again and movie.
Christmas Vacation. Movie.
Sorry, who are we on?
We're still on Martin Short.
Oh, we're on... Yeah.
Or yeah.
Martin Short. Oh, so I couldn't go to a different actor in that movie.
No, you have to stick with Martin Short's. Okay. One, I wanted to make sure, because that seemed like I knew I could see where you were going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, yeah.
Martin Short film. What? He had a character that he played that was like, he wore a fat suit. And
I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think, he didn't, I wasn't sure if he had any, like, real defined...
Jiminy Glick was the name of that character.
Yep.
I don't know if that was the name of a film, though, but...
Yeah.
I might have to cop out and go SNL.
It's fine.
Movie.
It's fine.
it works.
Yeah. Martin Short, I will say Father the Bride.
Mm-hmm.
Father of the Bride.
Okay.
Two.
Yep.
Cast.
Steve Martin. Movie.
So now we're back to...
Steve Martin.
If you want to transition to...
Yeah, I will go Cheaper by the Dozen.
Mm.
The most recent remake.
Yep.
Wow.
Cast. Mm.
Hilary Duff movie.
Oh,
interesting,
man.
Hilary Duff, fun fact, she has the same birthday as me.
Interesting.
And me.
That's right. I forgot we have the same birthday,
That's
too.
That's true.
That's right.
Huh. Hilary.
I did not know that.
Duff. Hilary Duff. Disney TV shows.
Yep.
I just found out Matt Dillon has the day before us.
My cousin's birthday.
Yeah, okay. And then also Dr. Dre is the 18th as well.
Oh.
Just funny.
Can I just say all the Disney TV shows?
I can name shows and movies, as sad as that sounds. And actually, I have a movie. I have a movie with a great transition.
Okay.
Challenge.
I know what movie that is.
Really?
I'd like to think I do, or at least I have one.
Yeah, there's only one movie that I can think of, but I wouldn't be able to name anyone else in it.
I have one that I think was kind of undersold, but I can name three people in it at least.
Hmm.
And they're all recognizable names.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, four.
I'm just drawing a blank right now, so I'm going to have to challenge.
All right, I will say War Inc.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
so I'm out.
Be right back. What was that?
What?
War Inc.
War Inc. See, I could just, you know, spike on that and be an asshole.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I'm not going to win.
Did you ever see Gross Point Blank?
No.
Okay, well, then my way of framing it doesn't really work.
We were on Hilary Duff, right?
Yes.
I had the Lizzie McGuire movie in mind. That's about it.
And yeah, I had
couldn't
that
name
as
a single person in that.
I had the TV show as the backup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same vein.
Hmm.
So realistically, I mean, I could say Cast and then squash you that way.
Yeah.
Because... Realistically, what it is it's a John Cusack movie where he is like a hitman of sorts,
mm-hmm.
and what happened, or hitman slash bodyguard. He goes into Middle East for like some country that's basically been like westernized through commercial endeavors. Mm-hmm. And he has to protect this music star played by Hilary Duff.
Hmm.
Oh, and I just thought of another one which makes me feel like a creeper and say, oh, wait, I think I might have thought of another one. Wow. I'm pretty sure she was in a movie called Cadet Kelly, where she was in like a movie with another Disney person. And then wasn't she in one of the like Agent Cody Banks movies too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you going to lock that one in?
You should do, get to the Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, we could play that way for a second. I'll say, though I don't know which one it is. Because there were a couple.
There's two.
Cody Banks movies? Well,
I think she's in the first one.
They're all sequels.
But I well...
Pretty sure.
But it's like she played a love interest. So I don't know. Okay. Well, no, that'd be playing the trilogy rule, so... I will go out on a limb based on our common understanding of it and say Agent Cody Banks cast.
Then I would go Frankie Muniz movie.
Oh, now there was the one where it was like him and the girl who was on Nickelodeon, whose name I'm not naming, so not to give it away completely, but like they dyed a guy blue and he's like an agent or something. Okay, well, I'll just say Malcolm in the Middle cast, but at the same time, I was trying to think of whatever Amanda Bynes and Paul Giamatti were in.
Yeah.
I can still picture it, though.
That's a good one.
Malcolm in the Middle cast.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was in on this right now.
Good hand on it.
I'm trying to think of that old... his grandma's name.
Oh, my God.
And she's currently in that other show on Fox.
Mm, get a little closer to the mic.
She's on the other show on Fox right now. What is that one? About the guy that has a kid with the girl that gets the electric chair? Raising Hope, that one. I want to say it starts with a G.
G Money. G Dog.
Ellen G Money. No.
G Love and the Special Sauce.
Don't go for the grandma. Go for someone else.
I'm blanking on his mom and dad's
name. Fixating again.
Fixating. I am.
Think of all the guest spots.
I never really watched that show.
Oh, it's a good show, though.
I know. It's
it did Fox. Have its moments.
I actually really liked it. But that grandma was...
I'm gonna defer on this one to anyone else here.
Just say Bryan Cranston.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Bryan Cranston.
And then movie or cast.
Cast.
Ooh.
All right.
So, I mean, I could just challenge and then...
Backfire.
That'd be the end of that.
No, if I can remember that grandma's name, I'll have this.
So this I know is, what the next step would be.
Or like, or his older... Oh, wait.
His older brother was related to the guy who was on that 70s show.
Mm-hmm. Francis. I don't remember his...
Reese Francis?
No. Dewey. Reese was his middle... Yep. Reese was the second.
Oh.
And then Francis was the oldest.
Reese, Malcolm, and then, Dewey.
You know, their mom, too, has been in a lot of stuff, too.
So much stuff.
Yes,
I can't
has.
Think of her name.
I can't remember. I think... Oh, my God. Isn't it like...
I have to look that up now.
Yeah.
Because I've... Based on... Oh. There it is.
And then... There's the big guy who works at the grocery store who might be a manager, not the guy with the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Newman.
Trying to think of his. It's not Newman,
it
but it's
like Newman.
He's like Newman Jr.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah. And he's in a bunch of
stuff. He's in a bunch of stuff too, but he's one of those that guys, but like that guys.
That show is nothing but that guys. You remember Francis's boss, Otto, who owns that ranch?
Otto, I loved him.
He's the German immigrant, the ranch owner. He's another guy who's just like, I've seen him in other stuff, but I just can't recall his
name. And then the guy who was the sergeant in the military school that he was in was somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Francis was in.
And then Francis has in the later seasons, he has
a wife.
And she
is somebody.
Like a Laotian woman, and she's in a lot of stuff, too. I forget what...
You know what? I was hoping it was going to be Bryan Cranston movie because that would have just been a nice quick transition for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I cannot think of anybody for the life of me. So I will actually bow out to you on this one since I assume that.
Let's say you did say Bryan Cranston movie, though. Where would you have gone?
Breaking Bad.
That's what I would have assumed, too.
That's what I
And I've only seen one episode of that.
Me, too.
Mm. Oh, you know where I would, if I would have been in it, I would have gone, you would have said Breaking Bad cast, I would have gone Bob Odenkirk.
True.
Because then I'm happy clam, because then I could get into Mr. Show or Tim and Eric or something that I can handle.
Or even he's been on a couple episodes of News Radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Then you could get into like the...
Phil Hartman,
yep.
Or Kids in the Hall.
Brian Posehn, too. Good.
Yep.
And Sarah Silverman. Man, so many alleys.
What's the name of the grandma in Malcolm in the Middle?
I don't know.
Dolores Leachman?
Cloris Leachman.
Cloris.
Holy shit.
That's right.
How do you people know this?
I just know.
She's been in the...
Cloris Leachman.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have to...
No, he's right. I actually can picture it now. So who was out first on that one? Was that?
That's me.
That's you?
Mm-hmm.
So then you start and it goes to Eric.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, there she is. Okay.
Yeah.
She's been in things. Wow.
And stuff.
You know from what? Way back. Anyway. Putting this away so I'm not cheating anymore.
Oh. I'm ready. All right. Arrested Development cast.
There's a lot of ways this could go.
I know.
Yes.
How about
Michael?
Complete a round kind of way?
Michael Cera.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
That's a good one.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good one.
Oh, yeah.
Juno.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You know, there's a lot to go off of for that, so I'll say cast.
Okay.
There is a lot to go
off. There is. I want Ellen Page movie.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main actress, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is pregnant in the film, I believe.
That's correct.
Yep.
She was in a blockbuster a couple years ago. Big blockbuster.
And has been in other notable...
Oh, well...
Indeed.
Were they good movies that she's been in?
Yes.
Hit and miss.
Oh, yeah, some missed.
The one I'm trying to use our brother connection is a good one that you saw.
Yeah. By the same director as the most recent Batman franchise.
Correct.
Did we see this movie together?
We did. I believe we did.
Same composer as the Batman franchise. Yeah.
With some help, I believe. Because I woke up one day and lo and behold, that soundtrack was on my computer and I have no memory of ever getting it.
The Edith song?
No, I mean the entire soundtrack. It was just all
which
of a sudden.
Appropriate.
Exactly.
Did you download it in a dream and then
No, not even that. Like, I had not even seen the movie and lo and behold, it was there.
Oh, no.
Someone planted the idea in your head.
Oh, wow. Thanks for all these clues.
Yeah. They were all spoon-feeding it to you. I was just like, There was a dream involved, oh, I guess, no. Maybe. But
yeah, I'll just make it easy. Inception cast.
There you go.
What, who does she play in that movie?
She's the architect.
Mm-hmm.
The architect. There you go.
She's the girl.
Yeah.
Mm.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Movie.
50-50.
Oh, yeah. Bring it. Bring it.
That's not even a bring it. There are so many people in that movie. I'm going to say movie.
Okay.
Ah. So we're still on our Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Kick. Oh, Dark Knight Rises.
Is that the most recent one?
Yes.
But lock it in.
Lock it in.
Well, I'm starting to judge you're debating. By
I see,
my
I
brother's
see,
response
I see.
Here. We'll do a movie. So you
another
name another
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Movie.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay.
Cast.
Ooh.
All right.
Oh. Got a couple for this one.
I know, we've already been talking about a couple.
Yep.
I gotta summon his name in my memory here.
I have a great transition for that if it comes up.
I hope it does. Wow, blanking really bad.
Let me try and make a good face for you.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Think about his face.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Yeah.
Not that one.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's name is just stuck in my head. It's like
Marin Cotillard.
Tom Green may as well be up in my brain saying plastic bag, plastic bag, plastic bag. Plastic bag. That's all I can think about.
Or je suis désolé. I'm so sorry.
Phil. No, he's not Phil, is he? He's not Brian.
You know, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he's going through all the names that he can remember hearing tonight.
I don't know much.
Because both of those have come up, and I know who he's talking
Brian,
about for each of them.
Last name... He's not Bill Pullman.
What?
Just go through it now.
It's not Denzel Washington again.
No, I don't think he was on Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, God.
You know who it wasn't? Was Jim Belushi.
Rick Thank Moranis.
You. I'm glad. Oh, yeah. I'm glad we ruled those out.
This is too funny to watch.
Come on.
Otherwise,
wait.
All right.
All right. Third Rock from I couldn't even remember what he's trying to guess at this point with all the names he threw out.
I'm trying to. Okay.
What you got?
Bill
Paxton.
Oh, I like that game. I name a first name and then you name the actor's last name. So how about Timothy
Dalton?
Oh, I was going to say Oliphant, but that's a good one too.
Leary.
Oh.
Ah, there you go.
This is a sub game in a game.
It's not helping me. Phil, Brian, Ryan.
Small amount of peas.
Jess. Keith. Is it Keith something? Dave.
You're having fun over there.
Dave something.
Would it help if you did impressions of the cast?
You.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
should just name someone else from the cast
he
for me.
He calls your bluff.
Yes.
French Stewart.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. Well, there's that guy.
I tried to do an impression, and
yeah,
I was speaking French.
Okay.
I apologized in French for you.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was going to really click enough.
Like, no. I know who you're talking about. I can picture his face, but I
you were thinking of the other guy.
I have never known his name. I was thinking about the other guy.
Well,
yeah. I even remember one of his lines from Third Rock where he's like, it's his line about smoking and how it shortens your life. And he's like, well, those years usually suck anyway. So.
Right.
But anyway, yeah. So
that means you would, having said French Stewart, you would say movie or cast.
So I'd stick cast then.
I'll say Wayne Knight. movie.
Still not the guy I was trying to think of.
Jeez.
Thinking of John Lithgow?
I was really hoping for John Lithgow.
I was thinking of John Lithgow. Okay,
Wayne Knight. Wayne Knight.
It's the only generic name I didn't say.
Oh my gosh. Got to go through the steps. So I'm thinking the Third Rock theme song. And then opens up.
Yeah, I think.
In a case.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's like this crazy, like, bubblegum pop riff. It's okay. Then you got Go-Go. You got French. You got Frenchy. And then you got. That
he
guy.
Was an and.
I believe he was a supporting cast member.
Yeah,
he
was
a boyfriend.
An
Wayne Knight. He did. He's been in. Oh my gosh. I gotta pass. I can't. It's gonna drive
me crazy.
Did you
do Wayne Knight
movie?
Mm-hmm.
Does that defer to me and you're out?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. Seinfeld.
Right.
Cast.
Yeah, he was Newman, which came out before.
I couldn't remember which one that was.
I will say Jason Alexander movie.
Oh.
Yikes.
He mysteriously has more hair on his head today than he did Seinfeld was on the air.
Well, it's kind of like Danny DeVito. He's growing out that which wasn't there. Just kind of like these wisps.
Yeah.
What if you would have said... commercial instead.
Is that
I remember he did a Big Mac commercial. No, it was a Big and Tasty commercial for McDonald's. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm gonna really stretch out here. Comedians in cars getting coffee.
Can we count that?
No, because he wasn't on that.
Oh, see? That's why it was a stretch. But I hadn't seen all the episodes, so I assumed...
That
being a friend of Seinfeld, he may have been on it at some point.
Nah, Kramer made it on, but that was it from Seinfeld.
Hmm. And
that was a good episode.
What's his name? Curb.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, you didn't lock
it
in.
Oh, well,
so,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I consider that good as losing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was thinking like on Seinfeld. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Larry David.
Right.
He was on there too.
True. But not Jason Alexander.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was worth a shot though. Has he been in films?
Yeah, he was in the movie North, which comes up time to time.
That's the one I was thinking of.
North.
Mm-hmm.
He was in
he's definitely been in things.
Wasn't that the whole Seinfeld curse thing? Wasn't that?
No. What was the movie where Julia Roberts was the prostitute?
Pretty Woman.
He was in that. He was the guy who smacked her around.
You know what else he was in? Was it Rookie of the Year?
No.
Seinfeld.
Didn't he get trapped between the doors in that one? Wasn't that him?
No. That was the guy who was in Home Alone who wasn't Pesci. Daniel something.
Simmons.
He made an appearance on Two and a Half Men.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. He made an appearance on American Dad, the Cleveland Show.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was on Criminal Minds for an episode.
Ooh. It's almost nothing significant.
Yeah,
Stern
on his main page. Yeah. Jason Alexander is known for Seinfeld, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Dame.
He's a gargoyle in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. A movie called Duckman that came out in 1994.
TV show. Fantastic TV show. I love that show. Duckman.
And Pretty Woman is the fourth movie named on his front page.
I wish I would have known that. That would have been a good one to keep going on.
Shallow Hal.
Yep.
Oh, man. Son of the Beach. I remember that. That was Baywatch parody that was on, Comedy Central or something like that?
Right.
He was on that for an episode, just for the record, in case you were curious.
He was also on Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh.
That would have been good.
But I feel that's probably a good
place
bonus
to wrap.
Round.
Yeah. Where we just get, well when done. You get into the most obscure actors, you know, it's time just to bow out.
Well, Jason Alexander's not that obscure. Oh, yeah. He's getting there, but.
Well. Yeah.
Maybe he'll make a comeback. Anyway. Yay. Thanks for listening to the bonus track.
Righto.
Yes. And thank you. Stay tuned for future stuff, I guess, or whatever.
More bonus tracks.
Yay.
Podcasting is the best medium out there. Complete control. Complete control for artists.